Radio.
Karaoke.
Hey, what are we?
So creepy, stop it. Are we live?
Are we? Are we fucking hot right now? Yeah.
Oh, I'm so live.
I'm chin-doed out.
I think I don't want to be in the middle of you two. Come on. All right. You're missing out.
Who just missed out?
He did.
On the mezzanine.
The mezzanine?
Mm-hmm.
Missile? Cuban Missile Crisis?
Cuban Missile Crisis. Bay of Pigs.
Bay of Pigs.
I'm ready to radio it up.
All right.
Well, radio.
Your wish is granted.
How's it going now?
You are being,
oh, we're back in.
You're being raw, ratified.
Jump back in.
That's exciting.
Don't be irrational.
Do you want some coffee?
No.
No, thank you, dear.
Maybe a little grape soda with that coffee?
No.
Ooh.
Some Fireball. What a terrible idea.
That was a terrible idea.
So
I knew it from the get-go.
That girl is poison. Sorry.
You're spiking it. Don't spike it.
Oh, yes. It's going right now?
It's been going.
As I'm singing?
We got you singing.
Yeah, we got you singing.
You're going to be to the whole world singing.
That's too bad.
So what would you do if you had an unlimited supply of money?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Lots of cocaine and hookers.
How many hookers? Hey,
as
that would
many
be
as unlimited as
money
can buy.
That would be a prime time for the fucking Fieldos to make their heyday of return and supply.
I don't think it's a return. They're just at the scene.
I feel like they are missing their market. They need to get the ones that are looking for the hookers and cocaine.
Yeah.
I ate way too much Mexican food.
I'm stuck on
that. Were we going to continue the ball-sucking conversation?
That is true.
Well,
here's the question. Do either one of you two enjoy having your balls either A, played with, or B, sucked on and jiggled around as you are doing what you do with the female cocaine?
Absolutely.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, me too.
I like good ball play.
I love it.
Yeah, it just leads, one thing leads to another.
It leads a little bit.
It makes a whole new world to me. I've been something I never really fucked around with, I guess. And then all of a sudden it kind of rocked into my world.
You know why? Because you just get stopped on the way down. You're there. You don't think about going down to the balls
so I'm like
coming back up.
Am I jerking something up now?
No, I'm just saying with yourself.
I hope not.
Well, no, I'm also...
I mean, I don't like jiggle my balls and jerk off.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
I rubber band them up. I rubber band them up like a bull about to get castrated. And then right when I'm done, I fucking unleash it and splatter my fucking ceiling with semen.
You build up back pressure?
That's exactly what it is. And so it's like an oil line about to fucking explode, and then shit really hits the fan. Or semen, I guess you'd say.
Really hits the
if
ceiling
I
fan.
If I had a fan.
Semen on the fan.
It just fling around the room and attach to the wings of the fan and just fling around.
Either way you look at it, it's gross.
It is gross.
So don't sit down in my house or come in it, I guess.
I just want to remind all the listeners out there that I'm drinking cinnamon whiskey, and now I'm gonna start drinking Dogfish Head 90 Minute. So I'm gonna brown out soon, and it's anyone's game at this point.
What is that?
I gotta lick
you're
it.
You're all about.
Do it.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Rick Gerard and Stephanie.
Today
you
on
might get
set,
sued for that one.
We're very excited about this. We have Miranda from Fox Balls.
Fox Balls.
Boss.
From Fox Balls.
Fox Balls.
We have three events going on. Three events in the city of Kalamazoo.
I'm ready.
Big brothers, big sisters, animals.
Oh.
Animals on animals.
They're all
AIDS
banging
awareness.
Each other. Speaking of AIDS.
What?
Huh?
Points at you.
What's up, Rosie? You look like Tom Hanks from Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are some pretty bad bruises.
Oh, right. Man. Not from AIDS, mind you.
Yeah. Were you expecting a bruise that big?
I wasn't expecting any, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's only been about 24 hours.
You guys ever seen that special about the woman who was skydiving? And she her parachute didn't deploy. She landed in a church parking lot. She woke up to people praying around her.
Did you hear the story from Flintlock about how that guy jumped from the 10th story and didn't die?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Jesus. And his work, the second person to do
fucking
it.
Fucking head first over the fucking edge and then crashed through trees and then through a glass table and the glass table wrapped around him. Maybe use the jaws of life to get him out of it.
Wow.
And as they're like cutting him out of it, he's asking everybody around him, am I dead? His people are like, nope.
Oh, nope.
You're not dead, man.
That's
and Whitlock like, said the whole time, like everybody in the restaurant, they were in the midst of lunch service.
It's like a rocket just took off in here.
We're gonna go to the moon for a second, we'll be back. Maybe shmegma is being created in the process.
You guys have created a shmegma baby.
Shmegma bowl. Like an inner vaginal shmegma baby?
Like you can probably scrape that and sell it in Madagascar for about $60 a pound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm considering
like a French truffle there.
It's exactly. It's like the
shmegma
creme
baby.
De la creme.
Yeah.
Like, damn, is that that Scotch cheese? Let me
creme.
Get some of that.
Creme with the CK.
Think about it.
It smells like spicy corn.
It smells like somebody's got shit on their dick. I don't get it.
It smells like BO and poop.
Your dick smells like Bigfoot. Is that what
dick.
That is?
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
You smell like Bigfoot's
Your
dick.
Dick smells like Bigfoot's dick.
No, I think it's just,
it smells like
Bigfoot's
dick.
Yeah.
And that lady looked like she knew what that smelled like.
She did.
She looked very concerned.
She really did.
She looked like she's taking Bigfoot's dick and then got sober and then took it again.
Yeah, when you got Bigfooted.
Hey, who were we talking to just the other day? They were talking about somebody's girlfriend or something and they got in the shower together and we were getting ready to fuck. And the condom fell out of his girlfriend or his wife.
Out of his wife's vagina?
Who was that?
What?
Who was that?
We don't gotta point him out, but somebody...
Nobody... Literally, who was that?
It was people we knew.
So she was getting fucked right before...
She was having an affair.
And then she went home, and then went down the shoulder.
It was...
I mean, yay for protection, but still at the same time.
So she got in the shower with her husband, and when they were gonna fuck...
He was eating her out.
He was eating her out in the shower.
And the condom fell out. But why is your pussy so big that the condom is falling out of you?
Why is the condom stuck in you?
He probably got his tongue in there and was like, what is that?
This is what happened.
He got it, and then he nibbled onto it and then pulled it out and then it stretched and then smacked him back in his face.
Full of semen. Dirty ass semen.
Is this on radio?
Needless to say, they broke up.
I hope he punched her in her face. I feel terrible for him.
No, that's but the whole condom out of the vagina, that's
deal just sucks.
Dirty fucking skank.
Man.
And
then,
for life
and then you're sitting there. Then you're sitting there. What?
He has to think about that for the rest of his life.
No, he doesn't.
Bummer.
What a fucking dirty whore.
Well,
his wife
for a while.
What if he put his dick in and came out with the condom on?
And then she's like, thank you for being safe.
Oh.
It has somebody else's semen in it, baby. Thank you.
That conversation got really serious.
That got raw.
That's the deal with that one.
D.O. You know what I mean?
B.O. and poop.
Poop in
here.
Those are two pretty terrible things.
What did
call.
You say? Oh, you said BO and poop. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I thought you said BM and poop. I was like, it's the same thing.
And BM and poop. What is BM?
BM.
Butt mud?
Bowel movement.
Bowel movement, yeah.
Oh, butt mud.
Monroe transfer?
I have to get keep track of those.
I think that's kind of the same thing, a bowel movement.
Butt mud. Butt mud. Butt mud. Funky butt loving.
What time is it?
What?
It's early.
About 9:40.
There's no time on rodeo, by the way.
Yeah. We're not on a fucking set schedule here.
Like, when you're in the rodeo recording studio, it's like Nipperland. You don't get older.
Winter darkness is true.
You only get rawer.
You get turned out more.
Oh, colors.
Colors.
Can we get some Calvin Harris colors?
What do you want to sample us with, Brewski? See you hooking up.
I'm not doing anything.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. See, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I don't know what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's got
what the fuck did I say?
There's
that
a whole
didn't sound for shit.
Documentary
they didn't want to give these guys
guy.
Everything
I've
they can get
it.
To me. That's
oh, you
it.
Have
what's
oh, yeah.
this guy?
Oh, what the
Winnebago
fuck
man.
I say?
Winnebago man. This guy is not happy.
We suppose we open.
He hates talking Winnebago.
Gotta do it again, right now.
Yeah, he fucking hates it.
Who's he doing?
At least at that point. Well,
diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, fuck. Fuck!
I bet he'd be
shit.
His wife.
Tony,
so
do
really.
Me a favor, will you please?
I think he has a wife.
Will you do me a kindness?
I wouldn't marry
you. Yeah.
I think I want you walking in and out if you get the fuck up and I gotta come back.
I don't, that make any difference to me at this juncture. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony.
Oh,
don't
my.
Slam the fucking door. No more. Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone.
Any
that includes me. It's going to be very hot. Going to be very uncomfortable for everybody.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Anybody yelling.
Sounds like you.
I would sell a Winnebago.
Any more today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan.
I would. If I went to a store and some guy was like, this motherfucker is fucking hot.
It's not even over.
I wrote this stuff. Why can't
yeah, so
I
there's this
it?
Whole documentary about him. And
why don't I say it fucking right?
He has this interviewer come.
Lying say,
who got
Tony?
So involved
what
with this video.
Goddamn
it's been passed
line?
Around. Everybody
I don't
knows
give
about
a shit what the line is.
And he went and found this guy. And he put on a huge front like he was the friendliest man in the world.
What the fuck was that?
And then called back the interviewer and was like, I put on a whole front. I'm still as crotchety as I was in those videos, and I want to let my word be known.
He was, and he was janky.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Fuck.
He lives in the wilderness.
Out of here.
No.
We got three flies.
You,
five flies.
Could be.
And if you will, make sure we don't have that fly
I'm
on the left side on the passenger side. That, we don't have that in frame, but make sure we don't have any flies here. We don't have any flies.
Alright.
Here we go.
Oh, he doesn't have any hair.
No?
Did you swat bugs the whole time?
He's
get
bald.
Out of here, you goddamn
the mustache.
Jackass.
You're bald.
He just punched the Winnebago.
I gotta read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit this morning.
Your mind is a piece of shit?
Who's that here?
Mind work.
Oh, boy.
Tony, give me a towel for just a minute, please.
My mind is a piece of shit right now.
That's...
Yeah.
I'm blinded by that fucking hot light. Damn son
holy
of a
shit.
Bitch.
This guy is
what do you mean
happy.
When am I gonna fall off the fucking thing? Just keep running.
This guy
bullshit,
hates his
I'm
life.
Gonna slate this fucker.
I'm gonna slate
right,
this fucker.
I haven't got time to mark this motherfucker. Here we go again. We can't hear anybody, nobody can talk to anybody.
I bet he has killed at least 30 people.
Man, I'd like to kick your fucking head in. Meet innovation. Money. Fuck. I can't remember the goddamn line. The accoutrement that you will need. Accoutrement? What is that shit? I don't know, shit. It's just all gone. I get so goddamn diuretic when I sit here. My mouth just never stops.
Jesus.
Not this shit. It ain't fucking worth it.
The best line.
The Mini Winnie. Part of American
Excuse
tradition.
Me.
And today, on the cutting edge of design and function in a Class C motorhome. You believe any of that shit?
Wow.
That's crazy.
You believe any of that shit? Yeah, that guy is
Winnebago man.
What was that?
We'll get that up on the site.
He is the Winnebago man. Yeah, that needs to be up there.
You should put the Tourette's guy back on there. Get him back in the function.
Oh, God.
The Tourette's guy.
Do you have that Hawaii Does Jack Johnson?
All right, now, welcome to the Too Funky Funkaruma. I hope you enjoy my show. This is my first show. Yeah, I'm just here to funk you up. Let me know what you think of my music. I hope you subscribe to me by RSS.
You can use mobile phone
if you must, or your
iTunes,
or get a RSS from off of my website. Yeah, yeah, we can do this. Yeah,
an everlasting love.
Yeah, come on, come on, do this. Come on,
all you need is
come, dude.
www.radiopodcast.com.
Yeah, check me out on
iTunes
or
Facebook /radiopodcast.
I'm up there as tight and funky.
Like some nipple action ever?
I can't stand
that. Can you clarify? What do you mean?
Like some, you know, some really firm nipple. Like a good nipple tease.
A good nipple tease?
I mean.
On yourself?
Well, I mean, I do myself.
Bruce the amplifier, is it just me or does every time Scotty Too Hotty starts talking about some sexual shit, it turns into something really physical and dangerous?
Wait,
like, it's just not nibble play, it's like some very for real.
Don't you guys ever use your penis for your own bait and fish?
Haven't you ever whipped your girlfriend with barbed wire and fucking peed on her face?
I think Scotty Too Hotty has a battery at home with two electric things coming off him with wet foam balls on
electrodes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
like
cotton balls.
Like in Lethal Weapon,
whatever. 55. I said 7, she said 55.
I like how the ladies got the biggest kick out of that one. Number 55.
Shut the fuck up, Richter.
Ricky fuckhole.
Wait, about this nipple thing, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about getting turned on with some nipple action.
You think it's the same person?
I don't.
You get turned on with nipple action.
Yeah,
girls getting turned
on
with nipple action.
I mean, well, do you get turned on with nipple
Do you
action?
Like nipple play, Brucey?
On myself?
Yeah.
Like
sometimes a little...
I can't stand it.
Yeah, he can't stand it. I wouldn't...
Once in a while.
Try it.
I don't like my nipples touched. I don't like none of that shit.
You need to be more adventurous.
That's the whole point of them. They're sensitive area.
They can poo on me. She can pee on me. I just want my nipples touched.
Okay.
What if
that's not
a direct pee onto the nipple?
Like if she peed on my nipple, I'd ask her why she peed on me.
I'm just going to keep squeezing my own right nipple for a little bit.
I don't like that one.
No, I have a question.
Looking at it?
No, I'm not.
No, he wants to. Just
no,
it's like get
back. No,
I have a question. For the person that has had a child, does nipple sensitivity go down after that?
Scott?
Look. No, it doesn't go down.
Nipple sensitivity increases with age.
It doesn't
go down. Is that a fact?
As does labia growth.
It is not.
They're like ears. They keep growing.
Ears and nose.
They keep growing.
Oh my god. You know, I think it might go up, actually. I think it does.
Yeah. I think that would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I would that. Well, did you go au naturel or formula?
Both.
Both.
Because I would think that all the biting and gnawing or sucking would...
Let me tell you
what. I didn't do it for very long.
So have you ever seen a woman breast pump?
It's weird.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Your nipples literally get this long.
Her nipple was as long as my flaccid penis. And it's either not saying much about me, or it's saying a whole lot about what happened in that fucking cup.
And as big as my titties are when you're pregnant, your nipple gets as big as like a chocolate chip cookie.
Like Subway size.
Seriously.
Subway cookies.
Teacup saucer.
Oh, it's Spunkmeyer.
Because I spunk and admire those motherfucking titties, you know what I mean?
Straight up, big old chocolate chip cookie nipples.
Otis.
Minus the dark spots.
Just the dark spot.
It's just a chocolate cookie.
It's just the Hershey Kiss.
He's only giving an abused titty nipple.
Cock. Cock.
Will you take a pull off of that fireball yet? Just one.
Why is that necessary?
Exactly. We'll get fucked up on our own terms, thank you.
WWLTD. You know what I mean? Pass it over there, Shadi.
Give it to me.
Yep, see?
Give it to me!
Stephanie does what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So then just pass it on.
It just smells
so bad. I shouldn't have smelled it.
Exactly.
You just drink
That's
it.
What she said.
Hey, imagine you being Scott with the stinky Virginia.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It could be
shouldn't
worse.
Have
it could
it.
Be worse, is all I'm saying.
Why?
At least you're not drinking that.
Are you chasing
it
with coffee?
It's not me with the stinky Virginia.
Don't do that, LT.
Why?
I wouldn't chase it with the coffee.
I'd rather have cinnamon with coffee than cinnamon with water or wine.
True.
Can you turn that water into
wine?
I just... Brisky, didn't you think that the coffee held it on the back of the palate?
Yeah, it really made it stick around.
You know how coffee gives you that bitter taste at the back of your mouth?
Yeah, just let it marinate.
Yep, let it go. Don't drink that coffee.
Breathe out.
It's like swallowing Big Red.
El Grande Rojo.
El Grande Rojo.
That's terrible.
Actually, I ran into her a few...
LT, she's not going to do it.
Maybe like 2 months ago, and my beard was really, really long, and I don't think she knew who I was.
I counted to two.
Lifting
one, two.
To the
one,
mouth.
Two. One, two.
I'm looking inside the
There's
bottle.
No flip.
Did you not smell it?
I'm looking in there. I feel like you're sizing it up.
Is there a message in the bottle?
Let's go,
sizing
Steph.
It up.
We just wanted the other day.
It's to the
Stephanie.
Lips, and liquid is in.
Stephanie.
Oh,
shivering.
Oh, it tastes like fucking Christmas.
Like Christmas.
Yes.
Tastes like Christmas.
Well, last time I sucked an elf's penis, it tasted just like Christmas.
That's my favorite. Oh, that would be you.
Oh, Rick.
Wait, are we laughing about me being the elf? Or?
Yeah.
It's a whole lot less funny than I thought it was.
You know what, Rick? I feel like your name is spelled R-I-K.
No, it's R-I-Z-K.
It's R-I-Z.
The
Z is silent.
Rizik.
Rizik.
You know what they call that right there? What just happened?
What, 7 minute pause?
7 minute lull.
Yes. Campfire 7 minute lull.
Yep. On average, every 7 minutes in conversation, there's a lull.
That's not true.
It was mentioned, Valleywood.
We did about 45 minutes.
Well, it's on average.
On average, yeah.
We fucked that average all up. We skewed it to eight.
There's one thing from my notebook we didn't go over when we were talking earlier.
This motherfucker has a notebook?
Serious.
All kinds of ideas.
All right, Eric McGee.
These are just some of those jotting down. These are famous knife guys.
Mm-hmm.
I got MacGyver.
Errol Flynn. That's a sword, though.
MacGyver.
That's about it.
He didn't fucking know knives. Oh, yeah, I was at a Swiss Army.
Swiss Army knife.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Crocodile Dundee.
Very true.
Yeah.
He should be
oh,
number one.
That's a knife.
Danny Trejo.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
Machete. yeah, well played, LT.
Or just the guy from Desperado with the throwing knives.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of throwing knives, Hodum.
I was literally going to say that, but I didn't know if I should.
Famous knife guy. I've got some other people in here. The Shredder.
The Shredder?
The Shredder.
There was no knives
from TMNT?
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to you.
That's their
LT. TMNT.
From TMNT. And this was a random one.
By the way, I have a problem that there was no knives involved.
You guys...
There's no knives with Shredder.
Well, but he was the Shredder.
He was the Shredder. There's no knives. They don't call it the knife machine.
Have you
they
seen
call it the Shredder machine.
True. The Vanilla Ice Ninja Rap.
Goddamn right! Hey, does anyone remember when they... Does anyone remember when the Ninja Turtles did the concert?
No.
You remember when they
around in costume?
Me, my sister, and my dad went to see Ninja Turtles rapping. I seen Ninja Turtles rapping at Pelag Arena.
My soccer coach was Vanilla Ice's manager.
Really?
Yeah.
That speaks volumes.
That's the real deal.
That's creepy.
That's when you know it's...
Yeah.
It's creepy.
No, I was asking because there's a very specific part of that video that's pretty damn hilarious.
Hit us with it.
He's wearing his white Vanilla Ice pants, which we all remember, like Hammer pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely not wearing underwear of any kind.
He's got big balls running out of
his. He's got some floppiness happening during the video.
Yeah. Rob Van Winkle's got some twinkle in his jingle, you know what I mean?
And he's doing this move in the video. He's going...
Yeah, hip thrusting.
And he's got... And there's one point where he just goes...
Wait, what is this? An elephant trunk?
Yeah.
He's got an
elephant. It's like a baby holding an apple.
Yeah, it's like some hammer pants.
The last famous knife guy I've written down... Probably doesn't count, but it's Vince Schlomi with the slap chop.
Oh,
you know,
this is Vince with the slap chop.
ShamWow, slap chop.
Oh,
yeah. Vince Schlomi.
Oh yeah.
He had a hooker try and bite his tongue off.
Yeah. But... What about his fucking new infomercial, which I was still convinced was a spoof for like fucking a month until I started seeing it. We were talking about the sticky pussy, and he's like, some sticky.
Oh,
you know? And he's like, oh, you got your sticky pussy? That's okay. Fucking starts sticking that shit up, and then at the very end of it, he's like, and if you ever have your bad moments on camera, and it like shows him with a fucking like prison thing in front of him, and he's like sticking the dandruff of his shirt, and he's like smiling. I was like, wow, this fucking guy.
The sticky pussy?
The sticky. Just type in the sticky.
It's like a
sticky infomercial.
It's like a lint roller.
Yeah.
It's really ridiculous.
And I caught it. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning when I first seen it. And when I was like, oh, okay, it's an infomercial. And then all of a sudden he started saying something about pussy in the form of like pussy. And I was like, what the fuck is this? There's no one that's allowed on TV.
Vince Schlomi.
And he fucking caught the loophole. He could say pussy.
He did.
He said pussy, and then the cat walks across the counter.
Like, there's a cat in the room. It's okay.
You must have met the cat.
I Wikipedia'd him once, and he got a start as a carny.
That makes sense.
And I don't think he's really ever left the carnival.
Hey, it's Vince Offa here with my new product called the Sticky. You can clean your home in a quickie when you use your Sticky. Now, here's the deal. It's a
usable dirty.
For furniture, food particles in the cabinets, debris on the stairs, and even use it in the car. And ladies, you always wanted to stick it to your husband. Now you can.
Watch.
Works on all fabrics, from wool to velvet. Problem with that shedding pussy? Pick up cat hairs from cars. Dog hairs on the sofa. Or even sticky your pets before they shed. It's made
you know what I'm saying?
Sticky your pets?
Sticky that pussy? You have problems with shedding pussy?
Yeah, tuck those labias
back. Who the fuck says that? You got problems with sticky pussy? Every girl in the fucking 70s. It's fucking ridiculous.
And for those unwanted guests. Hey, Vince! Oh, you're playing with your sticky. I'm sorry. You order the sticky. Get the little sticky. Great for on the go. Get rid of dandruff for that first date. Or lint for that important business meeting. Use sticky anytime, any place, and with anyone. Sticky makes you look your best.
Very sexy.
Even for those unforgettable moments.
And that's when he's got the fucking...
You're going to like the little sticky, but you're going to love the big sticky.
Yeah.
For bigger messes like dust bunnies under the bed. Or picking up after the kids. Clean up kitty litter and loose hairs in the bathroom. Great for cobwebs,
I mean, that's America.
And other hard
you
to
can
reach
fucking
places.
Get arrested for getting
services.
A prostitute and your
you don't
dick
have to go
bit
from
off.
Vacuum to broom.
And you
a
can
penny
still
sticky
fucking sling
is a real
you know
penny
I mean?
Earth.
Yeah.
hair hides deep in
that's
the coffee.
That's your American hero, right?
That's a real American
the
hero.
Grounds, the hair at the back, you just can't get. We don't want this
fucking come through.
The sticky
the,
and the little
bag
sticky
of the
for
1998.
You know? Absolutely free. Just pay for processing.
Wow. The sticky.
The sticky.
Fucking mind blown.
You know, I have to bring up, while we're going to talk about things, weird things like this. Does anyone remember the toy from when we were kids called the ball sack?
Maybe.
What did it do?
Elaborate.
It was like a, you blew up a balloon inside of this nylon thing.
No.
Mm-mm.
Can you try on YouTube ball sack? B-A.
I don't really think that that's going to come off.
You're going to get some fucked up shit on there.
B-A-L-Z-S-A-C.
I would say type that and then type toy. Not
ball sack toy?
Because otherwise you're just going to get a bunch of pictures of sacks.
B-A-L-Z-S-A-C.
No dice, man.
B-A-L-S.
Some toys got
Z-A-C.
Scott, I think you were just playing with your own ball sack.
No, no. It's a real thing. Here, let me see. Let me see it.
Do you remember the bouncy ball that had the long, like, kite tail on it that you swung around and
Foxtail.
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 Yeah, Calmies.
What about the pogo ball?
What was that?
Yeah, we had
the
pogo ball.
Yeah.
We had the, like, triangle-shaped seats that had the handlebars on them and the wheels, and you could, like, go down a hill with them and, like, steer yourself.
Oh, yeah.
What about just making fun of somebody for doing that shit? And it
sounds like slow fucking.
No, it sounds like a really, really old lady who missed the music by about 6 minutes. How does that sound like? Yeah, like she's been in like she's been in the viewing room for about a long time, and then finally she got it.
Oh, out with the old and in with the new.
Oh, this is what these kids are doing nowadays. I think they call it hippity hoppity.
Oh, shit.
You're really toning it down now. What's happened here?
I'm good.
It's quiet.
Lackluster.
You need
dude.
Some coffee.
Lackluster, man.
Good.
I think he got pretty serious.
Like, really dragging the mud, man. That
whiskey's making me angry.
Are you kidding me?
You can't blame
the whiskey. I told
you guys.
You gotta tell me you're angry in that situation
well,
like this.
If you're gonna be angry, let it out.
Yeah. Put it on patio.
I'm not angry.
Radio, I mean.
Sorry about that. You should be sorry about that.
You should be pretty upset with yourself.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's getting too hoty.
What is it?
I think we need to open up a whole new segment on as to what possibly could be Brewski the Amplifier's fucking situation over here.
Should we talk about the situation?
Could be up north, could be down south. You don't know.
I don't know.
What's your problem, dude?
Toasted marshmallow.
Oh, smells
should we
so
get out of
good.
Here so you can go to sleep? You want to go to bed?
Oh, good.
No. You want me to tuck you in?
Got some blankets?
Meatloaf, sex.
With your tampon?
Sandwich, meatloaf, grape, sex.
And your fucking long pad?
We can get a tampon put underneath the blanket,
look
along with a fifi, so you can just go ahead and go to do your thing, go to bed.
Look at the pool of blood below Bruce here. Right
now. That's so weird.
Ugh.
That's my problem. I'm pooling.
Anal bleeding.
He's pooling. That's such a gross term.
Oh,
it's like bloody poop juice.
Oh, pooling, man.
Is this still
pooling, man?
Yeah, we're still patioing.
Patioing.
That's what I thought it was called.
Is that what it's called? What did you just say?
I just said it. I'm going to say it again.
What'd
patioing.
You?
I thought that's what I was doing.
That was called radioing.
Oh, podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're just combining everything together.
Patioing.
I'm patioing.
Excuse all right. me.
That works.
Fucking issue.
That works.
Shaka Khan?
Who are you sexting?
Shaka Khan? You know me. I just like to sex. I just type in random numbers and then I just sex them.
Hey. Do it.
That's how I sleep with strangers.
That's the real stranger for you.
I gave myself a stranger.
That's the ultimate Dutch rudder.
But then I gave them one too.
with his mouth. He mouthed them, a stranger.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my.
Well, I mean, here's the fucking deal here. No?
What?
What is it?
Nothing.
What's your deal?
Nothing.
I was just waiting for something really crazy to come out your mouth.
I thought you were allowed a plan.
Because I think it is.
My plan's not having nothing to do with nobody else here, probably.
No.
I fucking want a party. Let's just turn the party off and let's just fucking party out.
Yeah.
Let's party.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking party. She lives around a river.
In this quiet little town.
She has a duck. And fucking...
She has a duck.
And turtles.
And turtles
a dog,
and fish and dogs and cats. And
you know that duck's cocks can get up to 14 inches long.
Oh, god damn it. Here we go. Hey, Brewski.
That's embarrassing to me.
Aside from that...
That dog is fucking a quarter of the length of my body. That's why they don't pick a dick to me. On an average end. That's fucking terrible.
I gotta bring some up with Brewski.
Out of 100 ducks, 75 of them are going to have a bigger dick than me.
Oh, boy.
More than
that. About a bitch.
Come on.
Hey, give me a credit, man. Let me try.
Give you one credit.
I'll fucking stretch
you. I'll give you a token.
I'll stretch
you. We can go play the fucking ball stretch card.
Don't get too fucking... You better mean it.
I want to bring up horse taking.
I will never bang a horse.
Horse taking.
Ever.
It's not you banging it.
I'm never banging it. I'm not taking one from a horse either. Fuck you. We will bring this up, actually. A guy we by no name of Supply, a.k.a. the Confusor.
What does he do?
He told me straight to the fucking face. For 10 grand, he'll let a horse blast him in his mouth.
No.
Get fact. The fuck out of here.
Oh.
You guys never heard this?
We can raise
You've
that
never
money.
Heard this.
We should do a Kickstarter for that.
Hey, have you ever heard
terrible.
This?
Terrible.
You never heard this? None of you guys ever heard this.
You
okay.
You're awful.
No, here's the story. Here's what happened. Me and him were working. And we're driving around the country. We're talking about money and this and that. And out of nowhere, he's like, for 10 grand, I'll let a horse pump me in the mouth and fucking blast out. And I looked at him.
Oh, my
God. I looked at him. And I said, for real? Next thing I know, I was like, well, 10 grand, that's too fucking crazy. I bet I can come up with that. We'll get some 10 grand. So then all of a sudden, the story turns, no, I meant 50 grand. He's like, for 10 grand, I just jerk it off.
He's
said,
like,
for,
he has his plan now.
He's like, for 50 grand, I'll jerk it off and let it come in my mouth. I said, man, your fucking head's going to get knocked off.
So, you're telling me...
So, now his whole story is, he never said none of that shit, or he was joking. I said, man, you offered up that fucking thing without anybody saying anything to you.
Yeah,
we were just talking to talk, and you came out of nowhere with the 10 grand, and this is what I'm going to do. And I said, well, I'll fucking hold you to that. I'm going to come with 10 grand just to watch this shit. This is fucking ridiculous.
To watch what?
The blast suck a horse off.
What's wrong with you people?
Wait, he's just supposed to blast me.
I'd be so mad.
He's supposed
about
to fucking him. Suck it up and blast in his mouth.
Jesus Christ.
You missed the Fifi conversation.
Fifi and a Foofy.
I'm about to be Fifi'd up.
Fufa.
So it's all
Fufa.
The same, huh?
A Fifi, apparently. People in prison do it. I can do it.
Hey.
Andy to
go.
Yeah. I'm onto this. I'm going to make one.
In the one stall?
Right, what have you?
It.
I'll do it in the main stall.
Okay, I've really missed out on like four of these conversations because I don't know what a fucking
a
chin
Fifi?
Strap is
hey,
or
you need
whatever
to,
you're
let's,
talking about.
Let's inform Stephanie of our...
Chindo?
Conversations.
Brewski, tell what the chindo is.
Well, the chindo is something that you would take. It's like a strap-on dildo, but it wraps around your head like headgear, like a like a little, like you had braces and you're wearing this headgear. But instead of braces, it's just a dildo coming off your chin.
Oh, great.
So
lovely.
You could
uh-huh.
massage the clit with your tongue while chin banging.
at the same time. So you like your rooster neck.
Yeah, I'm doing the movement of roostering my neck.
Dude, she get excited. She wants to do that.
At a medium pace.
That is disgusting.
That's really crank your neck.
You don't gotta do all that, babe. You don't
yeah, you do
all that.
If you mean it.
Once it's in there, it's in there. It's tickling.
Oh.
You guys are terrible.
Is that like one of the ones where you just poo and it slips out and you don't even have to
wipe
or anything?
Just the dry ones.
It would seem supple to me.
That's
in that
supple.
Manner.
Yeah.
I've never had essential.
You ever had a ghost shit before?
What's that?
It's where you shit in the toilet. You know you shit.
Get up, wipe off, and get back down, do it again.
No.
Done
that
before.
What are you talking about?
Never that happened?
You shit in the toilet. You wipe. There's shit on the toilet paper. But when you get up, there's no shit in the toilet.
Like it went all the way in the hole? It's hiding.
No.
You know
what
you call it? You call it
like
Super
eel.
Mario.
No.
Super
when he goes
Mario.
In the tunnel.
That's what that is.
We're spiking.
Like right down. Tiva right in the tunnel.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Okay.
Pot is for T on your Cleveland couch. That's fucking weird.
That's some nice cleavage hair you have.
Finally released.
Your cleavage hair is that. That's a sensual happening.
The side boob hair?
No, that's no mane.
Oh, just.
The oh, hair. There you go.
Here?
Right there.
What's wrong, Rick?
Did I just wheeze like an old man?
Just for a second.
Like,
yeah.
You sound like Dom DeLuise.
Hey, nothing is better than when Chris Pine played in that fucking skit. Fucking pissing his pants and splashing pies on his penis.
What?
You know that one?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's on Johnny Carson.
And that he just laughs so hard.
That is weird, wild stuff.
He fucking smashes the pies on both their dicks, and they're just sitting there laughing, like, moving his hand like this, and just see this wet spot building his pants. It was Farley playing Dom DeLuise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fucking hilarious.
Nice one.
All right.
Yep.
Setting the mood.
Oh,
hey.
Let's get crazy.
Everyone say radio. Radio.
Radio.
Second joy.
Radio.
Radio?
Radio.
Radio. Right near the beach.
Radio.
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 Radio ski.
Radio.
Oh, radio.
Hey, it's a radio.
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 Radio. Oh, you cried.
Oh, oh. Hey, cheers to radio.
Right.
This is a fucking blast.
Radio.
Cheers. Two friends.
To friend,
be gentle.
Leo.
Gentle.
Cling, cling.
Like a Christmas
cling.
Ornament.
Bong.
Hey, fucking let's party. Or let's fucking party.
Party.
But I just came together.
How did this happen? How could this have happened?
Did it even happen?
I feel like I'm in the movie The Navigator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, you sound like such a fucking
have you
show.
Seen? Have you seen The Navigator?
The Navigator's the one with the eyeball on the movie.
That's a fucking mind-blowing movie.
That's
that kid great. That kid had it bad. Exactly. Hey, but was that... Was,
that little robot was cool as fuck.
The thing was the shit.
That little robot would do anything that little kid said.
My brother would literally shit his pants if you texted him right now and said, hey, Navigator.
I thought, yeah.
Speaking of which, where's my phone?
There you go. That wasn't talking about you. She said in 48 minutes. So if I say 49, I'll see a blowjob.
crunchy, crunchy.
Candy cane.
Oh my goodness.
So this sounds like a softcore.
The bull then mounts the cow, inserts with full penetration, and hammers away for a good 40 to 75 minutes.
75?
Sure, that's okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's quiet.
I fake jerked off in an earlier
video. I know, I see
it.
Come on here. I feel like I would
just walk. Hi, welcome.
That covers it all.
Welcome to the living area.
I'm just completely fucking worried.
Double sided.
Where's what is this? Is this two blankets?
Oh!
Alright.
You don't know where I am. I am too.
Hand jobs and finger banging. That's no big deal. No, there's no mouth.
Scott, I can't believe you have a tank top on right now.
Don't you always have a tank top on?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sir, we were listening to Tarantula Ovaries earlier.
How do you feel about it?
It makes me laugh every
time. Isn't it fun?
Every time I hear, hey, Tarantula Ovaries.
Oh, man.
That's maybe the most random thing ever.
What a drunk night that was.
What is it, 30 seconds of my fucking nuts in your mouth or something?
Oh, camel balls. What?
30 seconds to camel balls.
From the side of leg.
Oh, boy.
You were there.
Yeah. Dirty little bitch. Tongue jacking shit boxes. Fuck yeah. My dick is erect. Camel balls. Call right now, you get 30 minutes free nut sex in your fucking mouth, bitch. Dirty slut. From the side of leg, from the side of leg. On my schmegma box. Tongue punching fart boxes. What are we doing? Ovaries. This is the best.
Hey, our blankets are clean and delicious, and you just get a
yeah, now they're finger banging each other, isn't
that?
Ew!
Who was that?
A finger banging Scott?
Did I just hear someone squeak?
I thought I heard a little queaver squeaver. Maybe I heard a part?
Hey, Scott.
A penis part?
Are you going to bring your peaches love over here?
Do me a favor.
Yeah. Maybe.
Kick me some fucking jams.
Maybe.
Now.
Yeah?
Please. I've got a fever.
We
got
to get in the truck.
I've got a
first.
Fever.
Thank
and
you.
The only remedy is some fucking hot tunes.
Let me find the radio dial here. Crank it up. So thanks for coming on radio today.
I loved it. I kind of want to go to the dome. Can't wait to do it again.
That's shit in your mouth.
Alright. You're looking up.
And other guests.
Appreciate you not doing
LT
the show,
and Stephanie.
LT and Stebone.
You. Stephone.
Stebone.
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 I know somebody who has their iPod on 24 hours a day in their weave room, playing music for their weed plants. I swear to God, I'll be a fucking serious.
I believe it. They do love too.
Create some more gangster type weed. Party hardy.